every flashy news. Only on ParanoidRadio.com, bringing you Flashy Fridays.
Testicles 1, 2, testicles. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Paranoid Radio Podcast. I am your humble host, Trebles Garcia. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to be here today, and I want to thank every single one of you for allowing me to enter your space and for tuning in. Episode 202, baby. Do not forget to check out Zod, the Zodiac Killer, episode 201, dropped last night, Wednesday, the 20th of December. This episode goes out to every single one of you guys, and I want to let you guys know this is going to be the last Flashy Friday episode of the fucking year.
Wow, that's crazy.
Do not forget that ParanoidRadio.com is absolutely running now. You can check us out, and you can listen to the most 5 recent episodes absolutely free. So you can watch the most recent 1 episode on ParanoidRadio.com, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you guys again. I hope you guys are having a beautiful fucking time. I am too. I am thankful to be alive. I'm going through some shit right now with life. And as you might be hearing, the audio quality is not as great because we're doing this the ghetto way, the old school way, on a mobile fucking, on a mobile stationary, what's it called? On a mobile studio without no fucking mic, straight raw to the fucking microphone of this beautiful iPhone 12 Pro Max. Please allow me to jump in from the deep end of the pool and set the fucking mood and strike while the iron is hot. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't fucking play games. I am overworked, I'm overstressed, and I'm overcommitted. But like a true heterosexual male, head of household, American patriot, Latino king, and Mayan warrior, I am also resilient. As Americans, we thrive, we dominate, and we prepare to do whatever it takes to keep our families safe and our dreams alive. And this here, right fucking here, this is my dream. Sharing my time, my platform, my triumphant year with my loved ones, all of you, and my co-hosts, Donald Trump, the Truth Movement, and this very land that I'm standing on right now hasn't only given me the opportunity to be the man I was born to be, but has also inspired me to fight for freedom and challenge your reality every fucking day. I'm embraced by all of you, and I will not fail. We are here on the last Flashy Friday of the fucking year. And to do so, to bring fucking hell, I am summoning my East Coast Lion, Empire, State of Mind, Deep State, Correspondent, Truth Warrior, Blogger, and Personal Friend, Flash, for Flashy _ News 1.
What up, brother? Happy holidays to everyone. Merry Christmas. We still say that now. Merry Christmas to everyone. Happy Hanukkah.
That is right. Thank you so much again, Flash, for being here on this amazing, beautiful Friday. We have a lot to talk about, a lot to think about, and a lot to express. And I want you to start off the charge with the Colorado situation of Donald Trump. Before that, where can people find you, bro?
Yeah, I'm still over on Instagram, Flashy _ News 1. Come holler at me over there. Also on X now, Flashy _ News X. I'm going to slowly start building my following and start posting over there. Yeah, that's where I'm at, bro.
That's right. Get right. What happened in Colorado? Is this legal? What happened?
So,
what the fuck?
So first, I want to apologize to the listeners because I misread the situation. I was under the impression that all of these court cases had been overruled already and then went to the appeals court. Most of them have, but this Colorado one specifically had one more leg to go, which was the Supreme Court of Colorado, the state Supreme Court. Now, I really thought that they wouldn't have the balls to do this because I've been actually following the case. And, you know, I'm not a lawyer, but I study law. And, you know, you can just read the Constitution and, you know, it's not very hard. Right. So I really didn't think that they would actually pull the trigger on this because the case was so weak. Right. But what that does tell me, though, is that the level of panic that they are going through, I actually didn't even see that they were going through as much panic as they actually were, because taking Trump off the ballot means one thing. They are not confident that they can steal the election in 2024, because if they were confident, just as confident as they were in 2020, they would let Trump rock. And then it would actually look like real democracy, right? If they just stole it, but they didn't do any of the things that they're doing, right? So now this tells me that for whatever reason, either we got Space Force is fully operational right now. So we got to remember that Space Force watches the cyberspace along with the space in the sky. So they could be a lot harder to do that now, right? So by them, so they're taking them off the ballot under the 14th Amendment for the insurrection clause, right? Now, this clause in the amendment was written Civil War, right after the Civil War. And it was meant to stop people that were in the Confederate Army from going into Congress, right? Mm-hmm. After the Civil War, after the Reconstruction, after we whatever, right?
Yeah.
And so, and it's very specific in its language in the Constitution. It says anybody that was involved in insurrection, meaning what just happened in the Civil War, over 650,000 soldiers died during that war. Okay, so that's an insurrection. Taking guns, killing people, right?
That's really a revolutionary.
That's what it
shit.
Is. That's what they meant. You know what I mean? Like an actual armed rebellion against the government, right? So, and also, it's interesting though, in the Constitution, it doesn't say anything about the president. Okay, it talks about office holders, Congress, and the Senate. Now, in every other instinct and every other circumstance, they specifically say the president and every other thing in the Constitution. When they want to talk about the president, they say the president. So specifically, they didn't even say that to president, because you would think if enough person can get enough votes as president to become president, then maybe he's not an insurrectionist and maybe there's something else going on here, you know? Yeah. So they're using that, right? So now they said that Trump engaged in insurrection on January 6th. Because he directed people to go to the Capitol, which is ridiculous, because if you actually watched his speech that day, he said to peacefully and patriotically march to the Capitol to let your voices be heard. Peacefully, patriotically. Okay, yes. They always leave that out because those two words completely kill the whole narrative.
Oh, yeah, they snip people. And trimmed out the fucking the little parts always. Where it makes them sound real. Right. And manufactured it. I want to say manufactured it. Anyway.
Right, yeah, exactly. Manufacturing, exactly. Because, you know, they have to do that, though. You know what I mean? Because if they didn't do that, then they wouldn't have anything. So what's crazy is, though, that they were able to do that. And then now, so these judges, four Democrat-appointed judges, not elected by the people, appointed by the governor. Okay, so they're left-wing fucking politicians, essentially, right? Mm-hmm. So now these four people, now there were seven altogether judges that voted. Four voted yes, three voted no. So it went through, but they were all are Democrats. So not even the Democrats could agree 7-0 on this ruling because it's so ridiculous, right? Uh-huh. So what they said was that, what's crazy is that they used the January 6th committee. Everybody remember the January 6th committee with when they had the all the Trump hating Congress people made a little committee to investigate January 6th. They did the selectively edited shit. They put it all out. There was no Republicans. There was Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. It was two Republicans and six Democrats. But those two Republicans are Trump-hating psychopaths that have left the Republican Party and now work for CNN. So this idea that it was some even-handed, non-biased congressional committee, fucking ridiculous. They had the narrative. They already had the narrative that they wanted. Then they looked for information to bolster that narrative. It wasn't a fact-finding mission. Okay, it was just a way for this exact moment. They needed to make an official document so that courts could use it in the future to take Trump off the ballot, right? So that's exactly what happened. So now, but it's just so flawed because the January 6th committee, first of all, didn't review all of the video. We're getting some of it now. They didn't look at any of that shit.
They didn't expose anything,
Completely ignored exculpatory evidence. They completely ignored that Trump requested 10,000 National Guard troops to be there on January 6th. He requested it on January 4th and January 5th. And guess who said no? Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of D.C., Mayor Bowser. Okay, the Democrat mayor. They said no because the optics wouldn't look good. Oh, okay. So if Trump was engaging in insurrection, why would he attempt to have 10,000 National Guards there to protect from the insurrection? It doesn't make any sense. Okay,
and it turned out so perfectly because even though they knew that the 4,000 hours of footage was going to come out, by the time the footage was going to come out, the rest of the people would have already been indoctrinated by all the fucking mainstream left-wing media that talk shit about. You can't go a day without telling somebody, yo, there's 4,000 hours of footage where the fucking cops were attacking the people first and then the people acted up. And then where there's people, the fucking FBI agents, it's proven that FBI agents were there dressed up as fucking insurrectionists that provoked, you know, the fucking monkey see, monkey do situation, right?
Yep.
And that's not true. That's not true. They're so fucking brainwashed now that people don't even want to listen to it. They don't want to hear about it. Only us. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking wild.
And it's very similar to the Russia collusion hoax, right? Everyone thought Trump was a Russian spy, and all the evidence came out that he wasn't. People still think he colluded with Russia to steal the election when that didn't happen. It was actually Hillary Clinton who colluded with a Russian spy to invent the Russia collusion hoax. Okay, so the exact opposite is true. And they always blame Trump for what they are doing. The insurrection happened on November 3rd when they stole the election on 2020. That was the insurrection. Okay, January 6th was the sting that they set us up for to make it all come together. That we tried to steal it back. There was an insurrection. No, that was what happens after 4 years of demonizing MAGA, after 4 years of demonizing Trump supporters. That was the end result. After stealing the election, that was the last straw. Okay, now, right? So they're going to take him off the ballot, right? But the Supreme Court's going to get involved. Anybody that's serious about law knows it might even be a 9-0 ruling that even all the justices might actually come together and agree on this because it is that ridiculous. Okay, so my prediction is that it will go to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court will reverse it. If not, the Colorado GOP said instead of doing a primary, they're going to do a caucus. There is no ballots. A bunch of people just get together and nominate the guy and then you could just write Donald Trump in. So it's all bullshit. It's all fucking, it's all psyops to get Donald Trump's base to quit on him. The only way we can lose is if we quit. So now I already see it happening, though. There's some people even that follow me are saying, listen, Ron DeSantis isn't that bad. Maybe we don't need.
That's what they want.
That's the psyop right there. There it is. They want you to be like, you know, this is too crazy. Maybe Trump won't be on the ballot. Let's just start supporting Nikki Haley. That's fucking psyop. Uh-huh. Okay, so we have to hold strong because the only way we lose is if we quit or get violent and we shoot ourselves in the foot and we quit. Yeah. That's it. That is right there.
100%.
Fast forward, though, right? So that all that's going to blow up. Now, since we're talking about January 6th, is bringing Congressman Clay Higgins, right?
Yeah.
Congressman Clay Higgins, if you're not following him, please do. He's on X. He's on Instagram. Clay Higgins from Tennessee, Congressman from Tennessee. He's an ex-cop, ex-detective, ex-SWAT. Badass mother, woo! Right? Dude is rap a bulldog, G. Bro. Bull is a bulldog. And he don't give a shit about nothing. He don't go on Fox News and talk all shit. He's quiet. He does his shit in silence. And then when he's got something, you'll know about it. Now, he just did a great interview with Laura, the great Laura Logan, over on X. She's been exposing a lot of shit. If you're not following her, check her out. And so this was about, I would say, 2 weeks ago now. They had a sit down all about January 6th. Now, Laura Logan's been doing a whole documentary about it. Her media is Truth in Media. Truth in Media, that she has that on X, or you can just follow her.
Uh-huh.
And the interview is on there. So Congressman Clay Higgins, now he's been talking about this. He has, people have been coming to him. Whistleblowers have been coming directly to him, giving him access and videos and all this shit that nobody has seen yet, right? And he even busted this out in a congressional hearing in front of the FBI director and questioned about it. FBI director got real shook, right? So what he has is he has video evidence. Okay, this isn't hearsay. This isn't conspiracy theory. Video evidence of that day, right?
Uh-oh.
January 6th. There is two unmarked vans that have been spray painted over and the license plates taken off, right? Those two vans, huge, huge white vans, right? Like party vans almost. Those two vans pulled into the garage underneath the Capitol, right? This is before anybody got there. Trump was still giving his speech. Okay, nobody went over there yet. They people there, okay? First people there, about 50 or 60 people got out of those two vans. Okay, all men, all very in shape men, all dressed in Trump gear. Then came the helmets. They started putting helmets on, started putting knee pads, elbow pads. Yeah, where are you going? What are you doing? Trump didn't even tell people to go over there yet. So why would you even be over there? You can't say Trump told you to go there. He was still giving a speech. Didn't happen yet. Fast forward, right? A couple minutes later, the first people that start breaking shit is what? The guy in helmets and the guy in the pads.
Very
right?
Tactical, too.
Trump supporters. Yep. And then it was Trump supporters telling the boots to stop. There's videos of people, yo, what are you doing? This is our capital. Bro, what the hell are you doing, right? This is where the whole Ray Epps guy comes in, too.
Yeah.
He was the one running around whispering to people's ears, going to Capitol. He was the one on January 5th told people we should go in the Capitol, right? So, yeah. And this guy's not been arrested. They fucking got grandmas arrested, right? But this guy's still out there, and he was the one that actually told people to do it. So this is how you see the operation coming in, right? So now there were so many different agencies involved. Department of Homeland Security was there. The CIA was there. The FBI was there. All of this. So now Clay Higgins said he knows for a fact that those people that came out of those vans were either FBI informants or actual agents, right? So he has that evidence, right? So now, all he really needs to do, so he doesn't want to just, you can't just come out with this, right? And just give it to the media, like you're just going to bury it, right? So this is all coming together with all of the other video evidence that's been released by Mike Johnson that's still coming out. All of these, so we have to really set a new narrative now, because like you were saying, people just have this idea of what it was, you know? Yeah. And there's so many lies about that day that it's so hard to fucking dismantle them all, because like the whole thing is upside down. Up is down.
They did
down
a hell of a fucking job. Their operation was fucking huge. Really huge. Did. And you know what? Now that we've noticed that January 6th is being exposed and the truth is fucking finally in our faces and you can't neglect it, you have to take a second look, and they have a constitutional fucking duty to get it looked and expose the truth to the public. We also find out that Georgia was exposed for election fraud. Hit me with that, bro.
Yep. Okay. So a report came out. This is from the lawyers in the Secretary of State's office. So this is not like partisan. This is they did an audit. And the reason why it's coming out now is because in Trump's case, he's getting discovery. Right. Remember, I always talked about that Trump's going to get discovery in his Georgia case. Yep. All he has to do is prove that he had a good enough reason to believe that the election was stolen, and all of the cases go away because the cases are built on that he knew they weren't stolen, but then still said they were stolen. Right. So all they have to do is prove a reasonable doubt, which we had. Right. So they come out. They said over 17,500 votes in Fulton County alone, which is Atlanta, the city of Georgia, right? Just in that area of that county, over 17,000 ballots were counted that shouldn't have been. They don't have a matching signature. They don't have a ballot image in the computer. They are just phantom ballots that were counted that shouldn't have been.
Right? How many?
And over 17,000. 17,500. Now, how many votes did Trump lose by in Georgia? 11,000. That right there is enough to flip the election, or even just not flip it, but just say that he
We would have this information when Trump was asking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, they did. That's why that phone call, he was like, yo, all you have to do is find 11,000 votes. He wasn't saying, go make them up. Just find ones that weren't supposed to be counted. Just find 11,000. That's all you got to do. And they knew it. They knew it right then and there. Right. So now all of this shit is going to come out. So now that really just it completely crushes their whole narrative that Trump knew he was lying. And no, they knew they were lying. Trump knew that they were lying. But see, enough Republicans wanted Trump out of there, too. That the only way that shit could have went down is that if enough Republicans were actually involved with it, Secretary of State in Georgia, because, you know, it's the establishment, right? We always talk about it, the Uniparty. Yeah. It's the same fucking shit. It is the same shit, same bird, one wing, right? So so they were supposed to talk about this. So they put out actually a press briefing to the media about this. Like they said that this is a fact. Like, yes, we found it. They were going to talk about it in an upcoming session and their Congress, in their House Congress, right? So it was supposed to be last Monday, Tuesday of this week. Now, all of a sudden, they take that out. They took it out of what they were going to talk about that day, right? So they release this, and then they take it out. So why would they do that, right? So a couple things. The only reason why they're coming out with this is because Trump is getting discovery. So they would rather be the person that disclosed it than Trump saying, look what I found in discovery. Now they can act like, oh, we just found this out. Oh, my God, we're so sorry. So my guess is somebody got to them, right? Because they wanted to go talk about that. They had to. That's their duty, right? So why would you inform the people, but then all of a sudden just take it back? Somebody got to them. The Biden administration, someone was like, yo, listen, you can't do this. That's one possibility.
Uh-huh.
The other possibility is that Trump is asking for this in his discovery now, this specific document. So if it's going to be a court filing, it probably can't be talked about publicly yet, right? So that's the other thing. So, bro, there's so many moving parts, but this is why they're panicking. This is why they have to take them off the ballot. But by doing that, they're only enraging and fortifying his base. And every time they hit him with an indictment, what happened? His poll numbers went up. They raided Mar-a-Lago. Independent voters came running to Donald Trump. And what happened when he got a mugshot? motherfucking the rap culture, everybody, black Americans, Latinos for Trump, all yeah. these gangster, right? All, so now the culture war is turning our way, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
now what is going to happen with this now? Even people that hate Trump that go on CNN, MSNBC, I seen them like, listen, I don't like Trump. I really hope, you know, they really hope he dies, but this isn't the way to do it because now you're setting a dangerous precedent.
He will triumph. The name of this fucking episode.
You're damn right. It's a perfect name.
Ivy League school. What Ivy League school got exposed?
Oh, bro,
what
this,
happened there? Let's close
this
with this part right
here. Such an important story, bro. Because listen, these Ivy League institutions, they are the ones that turn out our judges, our Congress people, and presidents. Mm. Yale and Harvard have the most. Yale has the most presidents that ever went to one school. Yale, right? All of these, and then they go out to be positions of power. They go out to be policymakers, lawmakers, regulation, all of this shit, right? So now everyone was just ignoring this problem for the last 30 years that our institutions have been infiltrated. A lot of it with the Communist Chinese Party. A lot of it is Middle East. And Muslim propaganda, right? That's why fucking 90% of colleges like want all Jews to be dead. Like, it's just so crazy, right? So now, with all this anti-Semitism stuff, this is what caused. So four presidents of colleges had to go into Congress and give a sworn deposition under oath about the rising anti-Semitism that's been going on college campuses. It was the president of Harvard, the president of UPenn, the president of MIT, and I forget the other one, right? So they all sat right in front of Congress, and the Republicans have the majority, so we got to ask more of the questions. So pretty much the premise of the congressional hearing was that, listen, you're not doing enough to protect your Jewish students, essentially, because these campuses, these Ivy League campuses specifically, there's been really crazy pro-Hamas, pro-Palestine, movements and gatherings, but they're not just doing that. They're actually targeting Jewish students, ripping yarmulkes off people's heads. You know what I mean? Like doing all this stuff, like really anti-Semitic behavior. You know what I mean? Like it really is. And I don't throw that word around lightly because they like to throw it at us. And when it's not bullshit, but what's going on these college campuses really is, it is crazy. Cause you know what? Just take it different. Imagine a bunch of white people got together and started singling out the African students.
Yeah.
Saying, go back to Africa. Africa doesn't deserve. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy, right? It is crazy. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm not saying I don't agree with Israel. That has nothing to do with this, right? This is about personal people in colleges trying to get an education, Word. But they have a right to free speech. So it's a delicate thing. So now, really, basically, what they were saying is these college presidents would refuse to even say that calling for the genocide of Jews is harassment, right? So someone asked them, does calling for the genocide of Jews equal harassment at Harvard? They wouldn't even answer. Oh, but if I use the wrong fucking pronoun, that's harassment.
Ha!
Kicked out of school for using the wrong pronoun. If I don't let you use the bathroom that you want to use, I'm a bigot, I'm a this. But you can call for the genocide of Jews?
Holy
that's
fuck.
That's not harassment? And they refused to say. They were like, well, if it doesn't rise to the level of conduct, of action, then it's not. So if they don't actually kill anybody, if they don't actually commit genocide, it's fine. Like, bro, they looked so crazy because now they're stuck in this DEI the inclusion, all this Marxism shit. They're really painted themselves into a corner with this now, because their whole thing is that we're inclusive, but really they are excluding white men, obviously, white people. Now they're excluding Jews because they're white, they're not including anything. And they were on full display, bro. And the president of Harvard is now on full blast. She's a plagiarizer. People went back and read
Get
her,
out, dog.
Read all her stuff.
For Yale?
For her to become the president of Harvard, she actually plagiarized mad people, bro. She's a black lesbian woman, right? Now, Harvard won't even fire her. Could you imagine if this lady was white? You're out of here.
That's
bro.
What I
but
told
they
you.
Rather, they're... Bro,
white Caucasian heterosexual Christian males are in being in extinction right now, bro.
Yep.
I want to thank you again, Flash, for taking the time of the day. I am getting bombarded by the locksmith. I had a big issue at home. You know all about it. And we're gonna have to close the gap here. This amazing last flashy Friday of the 2023. Fuck this fucking year. It's been amazing for all of us. Amazing for the show. Amazing for every single one of you, the listeners, and for the truth movement. Just keep the fucking momentum on it. I'll see you next year. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to the listeners. Happy fucking Hanukkah and Happy New Year's. Happy holidays to all of you guys.
Let me just give them a little wrap up.
Absolutely, bro. What can they find
yourself? So in closing, there's a lot of black pills going around the movement right now because, you know, people just are really getting depressed and, you know, it's tiring and all that. They're taking Trump off the ballot. And listen, we are in a war. You know, if you need to take a break, if you need to take whatever, it's understandable. We'll take it from here. But listen, we have gotten so many wins over the last couple of weeks that they're just trying to throw shit at us to bring down the momentum. The Jeffrey Epstein flight logs are coming out, 170 names to be released. All of this information right now, nobody's talking about that because they're talking about Trump and Colorado ballot. That's what it was for.
Again, going back to the master of all fucking media, right? Daddy, Big Daddy Trump. They have to put Trump back on the media because, what's his name? Hunter Biden's going to go to jail because he's a little bitch. And then you have all the other beach. You got fucking Disney's CEO killing himself because he knows Jeffrey Epstein's going to expose the entire fucking fuck shit. I'm telling you right now, dog, this is some fuck shit. And it's only in front of your face. If you don't want to smell this shit, it's because you love living in it.
Bro, and this year, bro, like we said, last year was going to be a crazy year. This year, really, all of these things are going to come rising to the surface. And you know, and it's crazy that so much truth is coming out. It's actually a lot for people. Sometimes it's too much, you know, but all of these things that we've been talking about are coming through fruition. We have to just stay the course, keep our support for Donald Trump, because supporting Donald Trump is the biggest middle finger you could possibly give to the ruling corrupt class. It really, truly is.
Oh, but you know, I kind of feel like DeSantis ain't so bad, you know, or Vivek, you know, they're kind of good, you know.
and the way they're reacting to this whole Trump off the ballot thing, DeSantis is trying to use it as, oh, they're doing that because they want him to win because they don't want to face me. Bro, you can't even beat Nikki Haley, bro. What are you doing?
Are you?
You sound
take
so
your boots off, dog.
Bro, come on, bro. Come down 5 inches. Take those shoes off. Right, bro, it's so disappointed in that dude, bro. So disappointed, bro.
That is amazing. Again, Flash, thank you so much for this amazing last Flashy Friday of 2023. Make sure you check out Flash_News1, my deep state correspondent on Flash_News1 and Flash_NewsX on Twitter, a.k.a. X. Make sure to check us out at ParanoidRadio.com. Drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts that allows other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. Thank you so much, Flash, for being so triumphant on this triumphant fucking episode. Triumph is dropping this fucking day. This fucking night, within 24 hours, you'll be able to listen to the most activated and the most recent events on our fucking global politics, the scale, and climate stuff. You know what I mean. Big Flash, love you, big dog. Talk to you later, dog.
Yeah, be good, bro.
Paranoid Radio.